Y'all should have, y'all, nobody went to praying. I don't understand. So we're coming from track one, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. And if you have it, say, I've got it. Okay, we're still waiting on Psalm. If you're having trouble getting there, it's already up. All right. So it reads like this. Verse 1 says, how happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. How happy is the one who does not? How happy is the one, you? Verse 2 says, instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside flowing streams that bears its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. We don't want to be like chaff. Come on, look at somebody, tell them, I'm not chaff. I'm not. Therefore, the wicked will not stand up in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Y'all, before you go to your seat, you can do me a favor. You can tell the person next to you the title of my topic of preaching. It is, I have to do what's best for me. Amen. You may be go to your seat. Pray with me. Father, I love you and I honor you today. I just pray that you decrease me, increase all of you. Today, God, we come to hear a word from you and only you. So, God, just have your way. God, anoint my eyes, anoint my mouth, anoint my ears, so I do only what you've called me to do. God, I'm praying and standing in the gap for somebody today who's been doing it all for somebody else, who's been standing in the gap for everybody else and forgot about themselves. So today, God, help us do what's best for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I have to do what's best for me. Y'all, I'm excited to be here in the summer playlist series of Psalms. Y'all, I don't know about you, but for me, there are particular go-to songs that I have that I go to when I need an uplift. Is there anybody else in here that got their own song that they go to when they need to? Come on, let me raise your hand if you got a song you go to that can change your whole situation. And that song really changed your mood instantly. And one of my go-to songs that I want to put out here to y'all, and please don't judge me this morning, but it's from the movie Minions, and they have a series. Don't act like y'all don't like that movie. But the song Happy, written and sung by Pharrell Williams, y'all. I'm not sure what it is about this song, but when it comes on, y'all, it makes me happy. And I believe, come on, y'all know it. 'Cause I'm happy, come along with. Because, okay, we know it. See, look, your mood just instantly changed. Somebody just came in here like, yo, I'm having a bad day. But because you heard I'm happy, your mood just shifted, right? And so, again, I don't know about it. It could be because the song is upbeat. And if y'all know me, I love some upbeat. I love energy. I'm excited. Or it may be because it's the lyrics, you know, because I'm happy. Clap along. Make you want to clap. You know, although some things are happening, regardless of what it is, you can't stop my happiness. Or maybe because it reminds me of the Minions. I love the movie. It's funny. They don't even know how to talk, but I laugh every time. Right? But whatever it is, it shifts my mood from gloom to happy. Regardless, when a song comes on, I can be mad, but guess what? When I hit the track on my phone or on my Apple iPhone, it turns my mood to happy. I could be sad. I could be in my feelings. Don't act like y'all know about being in your feelings. I could be in my feelings, and I turn the song on because I'm happy for a long. I'm telling you, it's a switch automatic. And y'all, and that's what most songs were made for, to shift our mood. Y'all, I don't know about y'all. Some of y'all got your own song, and when you put it on, that thing changes your whole complexity of how you feel. Man, listen, yesterday they had a Juneteenth festival downtown at Victory Landing Park. It was amazing, but I had to work it. And I had to work it from 12 to 8. And y'all, it was hot. So you can imagine my mood. Working. But that DJ got there to that stage and started playing music. Wobble, baby, wobble. I'm telling you. Summertime. Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe. Some of y'all may not know what I'm talking about. But I'm not doing it. But as soon as the songs came on, my mood switched from being a hot summer to a cool summer. No longer was I upset because whatever what happened, the song came on, and I thought about that thing. I was like, man, I'm not even no longer upset. I ain't even complaining that it's hot outside. I'm having fun because of the music. Y'all, it changed my entire mood. And I just totally forgot I was outside in the hot. Y'all, and although we have our own go-to songs this morning, may I suggest that this is the summer playlist. In this summer playlist series, it is pushing us to have our own song. Everybody say my own song. Y'all, I'm a believer that all scripture is God-inspired, God-ordained, and God-breathed. I'm a believer that every part of scripture points us to Jesus, our Savior of the world, which ultimately Jesus shifts our mood. Honestly, I can say his name, Jesus. I don't care where I'm at, and it shifts me completely. Y'all, I'm encouraged because this playlist has pushed me to have my own favorite song. Matter of fact, I'm going to kick some of them to you right now. If you don't have none, I'm getting ready to give you something right now. Psalm 8 says it this way: Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Come on. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Some of us just got happy because of the psalm being read. Psalm 23, if you ain't get happy, I'm sure this will bless you right here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me past of righteousness for his name's sake. Here's one of my favorite parts. Yea, though I walk through the valley, come on, of the shadow of death, I will fear, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So what that means is I'm going to have haters, but God's going to make sure my table is still. Come on, come on, come on. They may hate on me, they may talk about me, but I still got a table, and you're going to watch me eat because food makes me happy. Does food make you happy? Come on. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth. Surely. Come on, somebody say surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody got to get them a favorite psalm today. I don't know. Surely goodness and mercy. Who's excited that goodness and mercy shall follow you? Psalm 34 and 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2, I will lift up my eyes because my help cometh from the Lord, which And I don't know about y'all, if you came in here overwhelmed and you came in here sad and depressed, some of y'all feel better already. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I shouldn't be afraid of anything because I got a God. The Lord is my strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, track 24, verses 7 through 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, y'all. I feel better already. Is there anybody else's testimony? You feel better already? Because of God's word, because my mood has shifted, and that's what scripture should do. If you don't have a favorite scripture, I'm pushing you today that the word is God inspired, that the word is God breathed. And if you're having an issue, if you came in here discouraged, I'm asking you to get you a psalm. If you came in here overwhelmed, get you a psalm. If you came in here underappreciated, if you came in here undervalued, if you came in here and people getting on your nerves, if you came in here and you're sick, if you came in here and you're tired, if you came in here and you're confused, I want to push somebody this morning. You better get you a psalm this morning. That's what we came to do. Tell somebody, I gotta do what's best for me. Y'all, guess what though? Guess what? I got a secret today. I got a secret this morning, and y'all want to hear my secret? See, I'm appreciative of the ones who's going to keep it real, because y'all know y'all want to hear secrets. Come on, act like you don't. Girl, guess what I got to tell you, girl. Dog, guess what? You want to hear my secret, though? Honestly, you want to hear my secret? So, and honestly, it's not deep. It's not real deep, so it ain't a real deep revelation. Like God didn't wake me up and was like, boom, y'all. No. But I got a secret straight off of heaven's corridor, like right off the streets paved of gold. I believe it. Y'all, can I tell you? My secret is God wants you to be happy. Yeah. See, I told you it won't deep. God wants you to be blessed. My secret really is that, you know, you got a God who really cares how you feel. I want you to catch this, because if you don't leave out of here anything, I want and remember anything, I want you to understand that God really cares how you feel. So much so that he wants you to be blessed beyond measure. He wants you to be happy from beyond measure. We ought to feel special about that, though. The fact that God, who sits high and looks low, sent his son Jesus that you and I can follow after, who has patience, who is self-enduring, who is persevering, who has peace and joy. That same God who did all of that, worked the world in 6 days and rested, all of that same God who created everything with the work of his hands, including you, he wants you by yourself, you by yourself, individually, he wants you to be blessed. Look at some members, say, God wants me to be blessed. He wants you to be happy. He wants everybody in here to be happy. He wants everybody in here to be favored by him. He wants you and I to prosper, beloved. He wants every one of us in here to have good fortune. Everything that we touch, he wants it to be successful. God wants no weapon formed against us to prosper. God wants us to realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So much so, y'all, that he gives us a psalm. Come on, get you a psalm. He gives us a psalm this morning to go to in order to achieve this happiness, y'all. God wants us to be blessed so much that he gives us some tools to be able to walk in it. And before I move on this morning and talk about this happiness that God gives and wants us to have, y'all, he just doesn't want us to have happiness that comes from an event or a feeling, or a gift, or a certain circumstance. I'm only happy if so-and-so, or I'm only happy if I get this. No, this happiness is more of a state of mind that stems from the joy that God gives. No man can give it, and no man can take it away. But may I suggest, many of us struggle with this concept. Many of us struggle with the content of being happy simply because of the company some of us keep. Psalm 1:1 says it this way. Happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. Happy is the one who does not stand in the pathway with sinners. Happy is the one who does not sit in the company of mockers. Happy is the one who does not. Happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. Happy is the one who does not stand in the pathway with sinners. Happy is the one who does not sit in the company of mockers. The psalmist is talking about an individual being happy. But in order for you and I to be happy, you and I cannot step in the way of the wicked, can't chill out with the way of the sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. I'm going by the text, and it used the word blessed here. Blessed and happy are the same things. And so here's what the psalmist is trying to get us to learn. Some of our happiness is attached to these people who don't have our best interests at heart. Many of us are in some cliques. Some of us are in some circles. Some of us are in some communities. Some of us belong to some organizations. Some of us are in some relationships that are set up for us to die and not live. Some of us are in survival mode as we speak right now. But God just don't want you just to survive. No, he wants everybody in here under the sound of my breath, under the sound of my voice. He wants everybody to thrive. God wants you to hold to your abundance and walk in your abundance, because the enemy, anything that we work, the enemy, the mockers, the company in the taking the advice of the wicked, the enemy comes to steal, the enemy comes to kill, the enemy comes to destroy. But Jesus, somebody say, but Jesus. Jesus says, I come to give you life. And some of us should have shot it right there, because some of us should have been dead and gone. Some of us should have lost our mind a long time ago. Because we gave our life to Jesus, everything has been better. Who am I preaching to that says, if it had not been? Y'all, many of us, though, can't, or many of us won't let it go, won't let them go, because we're so attached to it. But can I tell you? You need to let them go. This is the season, because they really don't have your best interests at heart. Come on, look straight at me. Say, I got to do what's best for me. Come on, look over here. Tell me, I got to do what's best for me. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, begin. Make that an affirmation this morning. I got to do what's best for me. Come on. Come on, get your imagination mirror and say, I got to do. And I look, I'm tired of everybody else. Ain't nobody else thinking about me. I got to do what's best. Honestly, y'all, I can't rock with those who don't bring value to my life. Honestly, I can't rock with those that knows I'm trying to do better. But every time I'm trying to do better, they're the ones bringing up negative choices and negative decisions. I can't sit in the company of these sinners, y'all. Listen, I'm not saying that we can't go out here and bring them, but we're all the ones who's supposed to help effect change. I can't rock with those who always sit back and talk about people but don't want to help nobody. Y'all, I can't be in toxic relationships or be around toxic folk, or I might become toxic myself. And for some of us, don't look at yourself, look straight ahead. Some of us like being toxic. I'm just saying, I ain't saying all of us. Some of us like that toxic stuff. But birds of a feather flock together. All I'm telling you. My best interest isn't to be around folk who can't accept me for who I am. I'm tired of playing pretend. I'm tired of having to jump around hoops for somebody to like me. Uh-uh. If you can't take me for who I am, I know somebody that will. And his name, and he goes by the name of Jesus. Does anybody understand? You ain't got to fake the funk with Jesus. If you got to pretend for somebody else, you ain't supposed to be there. But you got a God in Jesus who going to take you for who you are. And can I preach like I feel it, though? That's why some of us can't get into some of these groups. Oh, we didn't get into the college that we wanted to get into, or we're not a part of a clique, or we didn't get that job that we wanted, or we didn't get this because of the anointing that rests upon your life. And some of us mad because you ain't get accepted. Some of us mad because they didn't accept you or take you because there was something you, because you don't look like them. You try to look like them. Some of us are mad, but can I help you today? The reason why you didn't get a part of that is because God blocked it. You ought to be glad that you got a God that helps and blocks the shot because you tried your shot. You hopped in the DM, but God blocked that thing. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but you ought to be glad that God blocked it. Y'all told the story, I'm being transparent. I told this story, and don't judge me. I'm telling, don't judge me. If you judge me, we're going to go outside. Don't judge me. But listen, y'all, when I was younger, I'm not telling you the age. When I was younger, I was hot. I ain't talking about my looks. I was hot. Like I was. Thank God for Jesus. I was doing some things that I wasn't supposed to be doing. I wasn't pure. I mean, if I just break it down to you, I wasn't a pure young man. But, and I would have little relationships, because, you know, little friends, you know what I'm saying? Have little relationships, and I get it. In relationships, I wasn't pure. But y'all know what? After every time I broke up with this young lady or we went our separate ways, and it happened three times, one for the Father. God, I just thought about that. One for the Son. One for the Holy Ghost. Every time that this relationship didn't work out and I wasn't married, that young lady got pregnant after me. This is my story. Y'all, here it is. And here's what I want to take. My mama won't gonna play that. My mama dead, and I'm still scared of her right now. I'm telling you, God will block some things just because of the anointing that's on your life. Some stuff you can't touch because of the anointing that's on your life. Some stuff you're not going to get away with because of the anointing that's on your life. You ought to be glad that God blocked it. Anybody glad that God blocked it? Come on. Anybody glad that God blocked it? I don't mind being transparent with you guys, because that's the reason why I'm here. I've been through some stuff, but I'm on the other side of them. Hallelujah. Y'all, and we ought to be excited that God blocked some things and that God said no to some things, because, baby, if he didn't, come on, look at yourself. Come on, be honest. Come on, take a trip down memory lane, because if he didn't block it, come on, be honest. Come on, some of us don't want to be honest. Come on, if you really take a trip down memory lane and there was some stuff you wanted to be a part of, but guess what? God blocked that thing because of your anointing. Y'all, many of us know we shouldn't be running to certain people for advice because they're going to be the ones that's going to encourage the foolishness we know we aren't supposed to be doing. I'm in the text. Who does not walk in step or take the advice of the wicked. Blessed is the one. Some of y'all looked at me funny, so I'm telling you, don't look at me funny. Like some of us in here, don't got them one or two people that we run to that y'all know are going to encourage that gossip. Come on, don't. We got the one or two people in our lives that you know that's going to encourage to turn up. Come on. Okay. Don't look at me funny that we ain't got the one or two people that's going to encourage the mentality that we outside. You're going to be outside and mess around and be in jail. All I'm saying, just being honest. y'all. But maybe this is the season where the Lord is challenging us to do what's best for us in this season. And for some of us, this may be the cutting off season for us. For some of us, y'all, we're going to have to cut it off. We're going to have to cut some things. We're going to have to get up out of the way, because it's the season that you and I might have to let the fire extinguishers that's trying to take out our light and out of our life, we got to let them go. This might be the season that we get let the dream killers that's in our lives, let them go work on somebody else's dreams. This might be the year. This might be the season that we, the bad advice givers, need to take their own advice, y'all. Can I tell you, the Lord wants you and I to be happy. The Lord wants you and I to be blessed. But the problem is, some of us are self-sabotagers and will run back to the very thing that is taking energy out of us. God wants us to be happy, but we'll run back to what we're attached to because it makes us uncomfortable if we're not there. I don't know. And again, you ain't got to nod your head, but I know I'm speaking to somebody this morning, because at the simple fact, I can't let it go because you believe you still need it. But the very thing is, I come to let somebody know, you don't need that. Only thing you need is Jesus. Everybody say, come on. You don't need that. Only thing you need is Jesus. Come on. Somebody say, Jesus. Y'all, and that's why, here it is. That's why verse 2 today is important for us today. Instead. So I'm a go back. It says, blessed is the one who does not. So, here it says, Psalms 1 verse 2, it says, instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. So I'm not blessed if I walk in step with the wicked. I'm not happy if I keep in company or sit and dwell in the company of mockers. But what it does says, I'm blessed if I delight in his instructions. And I'm blessed if I meditate on his word day and night. I can literally stop right here. The Lord just gave us some instructions. He just said, blessed if I delight in his word. Y'all, delight means I like it. Delight means I love it. And I ain't talking about the delight cup you get from Cold Stone. I'm talking about delight. Delight. There is a delight. If I delight in something, that means I gotta have it. If I delight in something, that means I gotta go get it. If I delight in it, so here it is. That means if I'm spending time with it, that means I like spending time with it. That means that person or who I'm spending time with is a priority. And for some of us, we haven't made God a priority. Or his word. We haven't made it a priority. We haven't put him first. Our mentality is we get to him when we get a chance. And we wonder why we're walking around with long faces. We wander around while we're walking around with maybe some anxiety, or we're dealing with some depression. Because we haven't put him or put them at the end of our day. The Bible says here, day and night. He is the Alpha and he is the O. He is the beginning and he is the. So that means I got to start with him and I got to. Y'all, come on. Y'all smart. That's what I'm talking about. And some of us. And the reason why we're not as happy as we want to be, or not walking in that blessed life like we want to be, because we don't even schedule a time. Y'all know what I had to do? And my family can attest, especially my wife. I know she's tired of the alarm going up. Listen, I set an alarm in the morning for me to get up, and I set the phone away from my bed. And I get up, go turn it off, go out into my recliner, and I go have my time with the Lord. Y'all, it's imperative in this season, y'all, to do what's best for you and to spend time with the Lord day in and day out. Because the only way you and I are going to be able to get in a position to hear from him and for the instructions he has for you in this season is if you and I spend some. Can I tell you that the Lord has a word specifically for your situation? Y'all, and I'm not sure what your situation is, but there is some instructions he's trying to give you so you can be happy. I want you to catch it. But some of us are still trying to do it on our own. Some of us are still trying to walk this journey of life by ourselves. But God wants you to be happy with your life. And the reason, the only way it can happen is if you and I prioritize him. Okay, I think some of y'all still trying to feel like y'all don't believe me. So listen, y'all, it is very clear to me that my happiness or me being blessed isn't attached to those who are in my life. But more importantly, it's attached to the one who is over my life. Okay. All right, maybe y'all don't think I'm. So Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It don't stop there. Then it says, in all things shall we what? Be provided or added to what? Us. Y'all know what's crazy about this part of the scripture? This part of the scripture is, if you go in your Bibles, it's written in red. That means Jesus is speaking. Actually, he is now preaching. This is his Sermon on the Mount. And he gets to the portion of his sermon where he's talking about how to cure anxiety. Yo, and what he says is, and in the beginning, if you go back to the beginning of this section of it, it talks about don't worry about your life, don't worry about what you eat or drink. It's in the Bible, and here it is. He says, but seek the kingdom of God first. And guess what? So the very thing that you're worried about right now, if you seek it, God says, I'm going to make sure if you come to me, you ain't got to worry about it. Too many of us are worried about some stuff that God can only take care of. I want to come and help somebody today. Stop worrying about it. God says, seek me and I'll make sure. Okay, okay, okay. Psalm 37, verse 4. I told you, get you a psalm. Didn't I tell you, get you a psalm in this season? It says, take delight in the Lord. And he will give you your heart's desires. There go the word delight again. Delight in my instructions. If you delight in the Lord, he will give you your what? All I'm doing is speaking the word of God. He will give you your heart's desire. John 15, verse 11. I told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Y'all, this verse 2 is tailored to teach us is that we have to spend time with the source so the source can spend time in us. I am. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Verse 2. It's tailored to teach us that you and I have to spend time with the source. Because if we spend time with the source can spend time in us. Y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you. We live in a world where we treat our God, we treat Jesus as a genie in a bottle. We only go to him when we need him. We only go to him when we're in trouble. We only go to him when we're in the trouble that we've created. And expect him to get us out. But can I tell you, even then, ain't his grace good? Ain't his mercy good? But if that's just your relationship with Jesus, y'all missing everything that he has for you.
If that's just your own relationship with him, then that's what God's going to give you. You just expect him to show up and be superhero. But I need my God to be my savior. I need my God to be my helper. I need my God to be my companion. I need my God to be everything. I need him to be omnipresent. I need him to be omnipotent. I need him to be everywhere. Is there anybody else's testimony? That I need my Jesus to be everything and everything to me. Come on and give God some praise if that's what you're expecting God to do. Y'all, and when we spend more time with the Lord, the more we get to know more about him. And as we get to know more about him, we begin to understand how much of a friend that he is to us. Understand something that the Lord gave me. Me spending time with those who don't have my best interest in heart now lets me understand if I spend time with Jesus, then I begin to understand he's really the only friend I truly need. I want you to understand this. Proverbs 18 and 24 says it this way: one with many friends may be harmed, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. John 15, 13 through 15 says it this way: no one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command you to do. I do not call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. Y'all, when you spend time with the Lord, you will understand that the Lord sent a friend. God sent a friend. So you and I can have an understanding of what a friend is. Y'all, you and I have to understand that when God created him, he became a friend to us. And we ain't talking about these fly-by-night friends who stab us in the back. We ain't talking about the fly-by-night friends that don't have our best interests in heart. If we're going to give our heart to anybody, it ought to be somebody who has our best interests in heart. And you know who that is? Nobody but Jesus. Y'all make some noise, because you got a friend in Jesus. Y'all, and can I be honest with you this morning? For some of us, our hearts are up for grabs in this season. I know, it's tough. Some of us are searching, trying to find. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find. Song says, nobody. So some of us are still searching, and our hearts are up for grabs. And some of us are too vulnerable in this season to give our hearts to any and everyone. The Lord has our best interest at heart. Y'all, he knows the number of hair that is on your head. But I got some on my face. And it's more than some of us have on our head. Don't come for me. If you're going to come for Pastor, know he's coming back. My bad. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. I'm coming. I'm back. But y'all, we have to understand in this season, we often are giving our hearts to people who don't know how to handle us. That's why it's imperative that you and I spend time with somebody that knows how to handle us. And he knows how to handle us is because he was the one who created us. Y'all, because he is our friend, he will be the one to give us the best advice. Matter of fact, I know without a shadow of a doubt in the life of my journey as a Christian, he has been the best advice giver ever. He will point you to the one that you need to get advice from. So you won't sit in the company of mockers. So you won't get bad advice from the wicked. If you spend time with him, he's going to send you to the one you need. He will give us a no when we need a no and a yes when we need a yes. He will send us to the right groups. He will let us be in the right situations. He will put us in the right circles. He will make sure our name is being said in circles when we don't even belong in, y'all. We'll be at tables. The Lord is more concerned about giving life so you and I won't ruin our lives. I want you to understand, God wants you to spend time with him so much so you can have life so you and I won't ruin our lives. So we won't be the ones like Shad, blown away in the wind. But if we are with him, we'll be like Jesus and be righteous and watch the Lord watch over us. And I don't know about you, the only reason why I'm standing here today and preaching the gospel over the almost 43 years of my life, I've made some mistakes. I did some things I wasn't supposed to. But if Jesus wasn't watching over my life, and for some of us ought to have a thank you inside of your heart right now, because some of us aren't supposed to be here today. There were some things that you know you shouldn't have got out of, but because he got you out of it, it's because he watched over you. Aren't you glad you got a friend in Jesus that will make sure he will get you through tough seasons? So, what happens when I start doing what's best for me? That's the question. Verse 1 says, this person is like a, no, verse 3 says, this person will be like a tree planted by streams of water. Y'all, when you start doing what's best for you, number one, you'll be planted. Everybody say planted. Y'all, it's interesting to me that the psalmist uses tree here. In doing study, I come to find out that the tree represents life. And we understand in order for a tree to grow vertically, it has to be connected. Its roots has to be connected to something that helps it to grow. Y'all, this is the season where you and I need to be connected to the right place and with the right source. And at the right time, y'all, the Lord wants everybody to grow financially. He wants everybody to grow spiritually. He wants everybody to grow with their maturity. God wants everybody to grow, but some of us aren't connected to the right source. Y'all, this blew my mind. I work out City Center, and as I work out City Center, there's a Juice Life bar out there. They got the best shakes. If you ain't been, go. Shakes, I get the... What'd I get, the peach, strawberry? Don't worry about it. Well, I don't worry about it. But I was sitting outside waiting for my order, y'all, and City Center got these trees, and the trees aren't connected to the ground. There's cement around the tree, and it's in the cement, but it's a real tree. And that day, I'm going to tell you what caught my attention. I ain't never really paid attention to these trees. And y'all probably haven't, much as you walk around the city center, ain't really thought about these trees. And I seen the tree, and what caught my attention was there was a man watering the tree. And so it's unseemly. In my mind, I'm like, why are you watering the tree? Because the tree was alive, so therefore it needs water to survive. But it was connected to the cement. So because it was connected to the cement, all the water was doing was making it survive. It wasn't growing. And that's some of our plight. We're connected to a source that's only watering us to survive, but we're not growing. some of us are connected to sources that are doing a job to help us live, but we're not living in abundantly. But God wants us to grow. So that's why we got to be connected to the source. God wants us to grow. Get away from the very thing that's only giving you a little bit of energy. Get away from the thing that's sapping your energy, that's making things always a negative thing towards you. You and I got to be planted. Our roots got to be planted. And that's why I shameless plug, I'm so grateful that I'm planted to the Bridge Church. Because as soon as my family got connected and we've been rooted, can I tell you our life has changed for the better? Because of our connection to the source, we have been growing. Not just me, but my children have been growing. All of my teenage kids have been baptized. Come on, y'all. We have been connected. And can I tell you, that's why I should, whoever's in here, if this is your first time or you're coming, you wouldn't be connected to a better source than here, because we believe in Jesus so much that at the end of the day, that's why we believe in connections. That's why we have connect groups. You heard about it. We want you to get in connect groups. But it's about connections, because connections are supposed to help us grow. You're not supposed to grow on your own. And high time, so many of us have been doing it by ourselves. But today, this is the season. The season has changed. The Lord wants you to be connected and be planted. And when the Lord plants you, you know there's a difference between the Lord planting you and people planting you. I'm so glad you showed up. I'm so glad you took the invitation from somebody. Matter of fact, I'm so glad you saw it on the internet. Thank you for stopping by our page. But that shouldn't be the reason why you stay. The reason why you stay is because you want to be connected to the source. And when you're connected to the source, here's what happens. Here's what God will do. Once he plants you, he'll put you beside some streams that'll help you grow. Notice it says the tree will be planted by streams of water. That means streams of water. That means your growth won't stop. That means it's everlasting. The stream's not stopping. And I don't know about y'all, I want to grow all the time. I don't know about y'all, regardless of what goes on in my life, I may have some dysfunction. I may have some crazy circumstances. But that's not going to stop me from growing, because God has planted. Matter of fact, when he plants you, you will be able to grow, because you'll get over the situations, because you're connected to the source, because the stream is helping you to grow. Somebody look at your neighbor and tell them, I gotta be planted. Y'all, you gotta be connected to the right source. Y'all, I don't wanna be, when I grow, I don't wanna grow horizontally. I don't wanna grow down. I wanna grow vertical. Because you know what happens when you grow vertical? You get closer to the source. And some of us aren't getting closer as we should, because we've been allowing the very things in our lives that we're connected to, attached to water us. But it's high time today that you allow Jesus, who is the string of living water. High time, it's about time that you allow the everlasting water to water you so you can grow up. Secondly, here it is, y'all, chapter 1, verse 3 says, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. In this season, here it is, when you begin to start doing what's best for you, you will produce. In this season, I'm a believer that God wants you and I to produce. He is getting ready to get some production out of you. He's getting ready to anoint your hands, because everything that you and I will touch will produce fruit. And some of us haven't had good production in a long time. and this is the season, can I tell you, and there was a story where there was a fig tree that was cursed, and Jesus walked past it, and the reason why it was cursed and it wasn't growing, because it was not in season. Can I tell you, for some of us, your fig tree curse has been reversed this morning. You and I will begin to have leaves that are productive. You and I will bear fruit in this season, because last season may not have been your season, but guess what? Seasons do change. This is the season that I do believe that you shall produce. This will be the season, and when you produce, it will not wither away. I don't know who I'm come to. At the end of the day, the season is changing in your life. Y'all, you didn't show up by happenstance just to sit there and just watch. Y'all, there's some production. The Lord has put a gift inside of you. The Lord has put a talent on the inside of you. The Lord has put great advice on the inside of you. The Lord has put his anointing on the inside of you. And the Lord says, I'm waiting for it to be birthed. This is the season where I get up out of the pew. This is the season where I get up out of the chair. No longer will I watch. This is the year that I shall produce. Because if I don't produce, there's going to be somebody waiting for my production. And if they don't get the production, somebody may die. Somebody may fail. But today, I'm no longer going to sit and watch. The Lord wants production out of somebody. Can I get somebody that can go with me that today is a day that I'll stop by Newcomers Connection and figure out what I need to do. I'll join a connect group. I'm no longer going to sit and watch. Y'all, a good movie is only a good movie if it's produced right. And the best movie that came out this year that I saw was Bad Boys, Ride or Die. And it was a great production. And production only happens behind the scenes. Here's what I'm telling you. Your production starts behind the scenes. It just don't start Sunday morning when you show up with a smile on your face. And don't get me wrong, y'all look, everybody look good, but your production starts before you come. It's what God is doing behind the scenes. It's what God is already putting up. God is already working right now. God is already doing some things that you don't even, he's getting ready to open up the windows and pour out blessings, but it's behind the scenes. And some of you are waiting like, God, when is it my time? But can I tell you, at the end of when it's your time, it's going to be the right time. Let God produce it, and all you got to do is act it out. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm getting ready to produce. Y'all? And that's what the Lord is looking for. Production. Production. He wants us to produce. Y'all, even on your jobs, it's production time. We ain't just talking about clocking in, making that money, getting that check. Don't get me wrong. Got to get that money. Got to get that check. But the Lord wants production out of all of us. Y'all, something happens when you get attached to the kingdom and begin to produce for it. I got to produce. There's fruit getting ready to come off some of y'all tree right now. Some of you are tree. And the Lord is already watering it, and it's growing, and the leaves are blossoming, and there's fruit ready to fall off. And something happens when fruit, you will be known by the fruit you give. And some of you, for years, you haven't been productive like you wanted to, but I had time to tell you under the sound of my voice, today is production day. I don't know about y'all, but today is production day for somebody. It may not be for all of you, but today is today where I say, God, I want to produce, and I'm going to produce, God, because you put me here. Somebody say, I will produce. Y'all, here it is, lastly, and then I'm gone, and then I will be out of your way. That person, here it is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Come on, somebody got it? Somebody caught that pea? Listen, y'all, when you start doing what's best for you, whatever you do shall prosper. Ooh. So
You know what? And I realized over the years, I know when a congregation or a church don't know when to get excited. But y'all, the enemy for us, for some of us, have been telling us and walking around and make us believe that we are failures. That what we did in the past, or maybe what we do, is who we are becoming. But I stopped by to tell somebody the devil is a lie. Y'all, the Lord wants everything that you do to prosper. Everything that your hands touch, he wants everything for it to prosper. Y'all, when it means prosper, that means what you do will last forever. Y'all, that's longevity. That's legacy. That means what you do, even when you leave up out of here, it will stand forever. And I don't know about y'all, that's what the Lord wants for everybody in here. When I produce, it shall prosper. When I begin to walk in what God has called me to, it will prosper. And that's for somebody right there, for fearing the getting up out of your seat. It's the fear and doubt that people won't accept me for who I am. That's the fear and doubt that I don't have enough or anything. But can I tell you, when you start doing what's best for you, the Lord is going to take care of that fear. The Lord is going to take care of that doubt, that whatever you put your hands to, it shall prosper. You don't have to do it like me. You don't have to do it like pastor. You don't have to do it like the person next to it. You do it like how God gives it to you. And can I tell you, when you do it like God gives it to you, he's going to appreciate you. And the reason why he's going to appreciate you, because he's going to make it prosper. And y'all, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, but you know why you're able to prosper? It's because at the end of the day, being able to prosper is already in your DNA. There's some prosper in your DNA already. Abraham, who was called the father of nations, guess what? He prospered. Moses, guess what? He had a stutter problem, but guess what he did? He led the people through the Red Sea, and guess what happened? He prospered. There are some three Hebrew boys who were burnt, who were burning up in the frying furnace, but guess what? They came out, and guess what happened? They prosper. It was David who was out here in the land and moving like a little shepherd boy, but he was anointed king at an early age. And as he was anointed king at an early age, the enemy was hot on his tail. They tried to take him out, but guess what happened? David prospered. Who am I preaching to? The DNA is already in you. You already got prospering DNA all up in you. That means it belongs to me. Somebody say, it belongs to me. Come on, somebody say, I will prosper, because it's in my DNA. And you're going to do what's best for you. You know why? Because God already did what was best for us. He sent his son over 2,000 years ago. And when he sent him, he came and he sent Jesus. And when he sent Jesus, Jesus did what's best for us as well. He walked this world for 33 years. He healed. He brought people back to life. He confronted some things that weren't what's supposed to. He fed people with a buffet with five loaves and five fish and two pieces of bread. And guess what else happens after that? Jesus gave up his best, because he gave up his life for you and I. That's why it's prospering in my DNA, because I got a Jesus who laid his life. My friend gave up his life for me, and then he didn't stop there. He got up with all power in his hands. Is there anybody excited about the fact that you got a God in Jesus that does his best work? And if Jesus can do it, guess who else can do it? This is the season that you do what's best for you. It's high time that you stop worrying about everybody else, running to everybody else's rescue, running to everybody else's problem. It's time for you to do what's best for you, and you gotta sometimes cut it off. And I don't know who this is for, but today you shall produce. Today it will prosper. You shall be planted, and that's what helps me to understand. I will be blessed in the city. I will be blessed in the field. I will be blessed when I go and even when I come, because every time I turn around, the Lord keeps blessing me. Does anybody else have that testimony? Every time I turn around, he makes me happy. Every time I turn around, late in the midnight hour, the Lord is going to come through. And I don't know who it's for. Weeping may endure for a night, but I got to
testimony that joy shall come in the morning. Who am I preaching to? Who am I telling you that today I'm going to do what's best for me? Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Matter of fact, breakthrough is in this room. Regardless if there's music or not, today, breakthrough can happen for somebody. Come on, breakthrough. Somebody today says, I'm tired to be tired. I'm overwhelmed. I've been doing it for everybody else. But high time, I'm getting ready to do it for me. Come on, if that's you, begin to stand to your feet. Come on, lift up your hands. Come on, and give God the best praise right now. Come on, in this place. Come on, come on, begin to open up your mouth and give it to Him. Come on, come on. Breakthrough is on the other side of this. Come on, no more will I be crying late at night. God, I'm going to do what's best for me. No more am I going to worry about what's not happening. I'm going to do what's best for me. Come on, hands lifted, eyes closed. Come on, hands lifted, eyes closed. Come on, hands all over this place. All over this place, hands lifted. Eyes closed. High time I get it right today. This is it. I'm not leaving here the same person. No, no, no. No, no, no. They're not going to get on my nerves no more. No, 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 no. I'm not going to bring my day in my house no more. No, 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 no. No, no, no. If I got to sit outside in the car and get my psalms together, get my playlist of psalms together, and it begin to repeat my psalm playlist, huh? That I'm not going to take it in my house. No, no, no. I'm not going to take what I'm going through out on my spouse or on my significant other. No, 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 no. This is I'm going to make sure that the Lord knows that I'm happy. I'm happy because of Him. It was because of Him is the reason why I'm happy. Every hand's lifted. No longer will I let the situation that is I'm going through stop me from being who God's called me to be. The enemy cannot have me today. The enemy will not have me today. He will not have my house. He will not have my children. He will not have my thoughts. He will not have my emotions. I will not give the enemy any more credit. He will not distract. He will not come into my home and destroy what He's built. Today is the day. Hell can't have you, because if it wasn't for Jesus today, come on, every hand's lifted. Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus for Your love and Your guidance. God, we thank You today for the reminder that I gotta do what's best for me. And what's best for me is for me to leave those trifling folks alone, those folks that don't have my best interests at heart. I've been trying to save them, but more importantly, I need to save myself. I've been trying to get them to see the light, but I gotta make sure my light is still going. This is the day, God, that I realize that at some point, that I gotta choose me, because if I don't get it right, then I can't help nobody else. Father, forgive me for walking in places I shouldn't have walked. Forgive me of being places I shouldn't have been in. Forgive me for being attached to some stuff that I shouldn't have been attached to. Forgive me, Lord. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank You, God, for saving me when You did. I almost gave up. I almost threw in the towel, because I'm sick and tired, and I'm tired of being sick, overwhelmed, underappreciated, devalued. But now, God, I know what I need to do. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been unproductive for a while now. But this is the season that production shall come from me. I shall produce. And what I produce shall prosper. Because today I'm making a decision that I am going to be planted with the right source. No longer will I let people water me
that shouldn't be watering me. I don't want it just to survive. God, I want to thrive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, breakthroughs in the room. Jesus. Yeah, Baba. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, breakthroughs in the room. And I know we are so used to a schedule when it comes to church. But when there's breakthrough in the room, you ain't got to leave until you get it. I'm happy. I'm happy, Lord, because you did your best for me. So this morning, I'm going to do my best for you. And that's what's do what's best for me. So those that come into your kingdom shall be saved. So those that come into your kingdom shall be restored and renewed. Today is a new day. The season has changed for somebody. Listen, and if that's you, come on, lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. If that's you, lift up your hands. The Lord wants to renew you today. The Lord wants to revive you today. He wants to let you know, I'm here. I'm your friend. I'm going to make sure you get through what you're getting. Got to go through. So with your hand raised, just lift it up. Father, I'm praying for every hand that's lifted today. Every hand, God, that has been doubting themselves and what's the next steps. That's been doubting themselves of what's the next move for them. I'm praying for the ones right now with every hand that's lifting that has no more energy to give out. That's been doing everything for everybody else, but mistreating their own temple. Yeah, God. Woo. Lord, I'm praying for restoration for every hand lifted. Every hand lifted, God, I'm praying that it's planted. Planted somewhere if it's not the Bridge Church. I'm praying for every hand lifted, that every hand will begin to produce the fruit, that everything that they do as their hand touches it, it shall prosper. Today, God, I'm praying that you make a special visitation today, that somebody receives their breakthrough, that God, as I'm even talking, God, you already filling them up right now with restoration right now. Under the sound of my voice, God, healing shall take place right now. God, I'm praying that if that's what happens, let it happen. Today is a new day. God, thank you for the season that has changed. In Jesus' name, amen.